This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It is, as we all know, easier than ever to peer into people's private lives, friends and neighbors, prospective employees, perhaps. It's not surprising that some companies snoop around on Facebook and Twitter to learn more about job applicants. What is surprising is that some companies don't. Minnesota Public Radio's Annie Baxter explains why.
Sue Melrose doesn't want to know how drunk you got last night. She's a recruiter at Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a Fortune 500 company based in Minneapolis. And when Melrose is considering job candidates, she basically takes the approach of don't ask, don't Facebook.
People could post on somebody's wall, hey, you were really wild at the party last night. It was great. I feel pretty clear as a recruiter, I do not want to know.
Melrose will scout around on a website like LinkedIn, since it's largely used for professional purposes. But unless she's filling a marketing or communications job that requires social media savviness, Melrose steers clear of candidates' Facebook and Twitter profiles.
And it's really about, I think, the ethical, the fair thing. You look solely at their skills and experience and ability to do the job.
Legally, that's a safe way to play it. Learning too much could lead to discrimination. What if the hiring manager saw on Facebook that a candidate was pregnant? Teresa Thompson, an employment lawyer in Minneapolis, has frequently put that question to hiring managers. On one such occasion, she herself was pregnant.
And I stood out from behind the podium and turned sideways, which was frightening, and showed my stomach to the world. And I said, so, if you had to choose between me at 9 months pregnant and an equally qualified person, who would you choose? And everybody in the room hung their head.
Thompson says if a pregnant candidate is rejected, suspects discrimination, and then sues, the employer would have to admit to checking out her Facebook page. But Jason Averbuch at the consulting firm Aperio thinks it's paranoid to avoid social media when scouting for talent.
You have to go to where the people are, and that's a big thing that recruiters have to figure out.
One alternative for companies is to hire outside firms to check out job applicants' social media profiles for them. Those reports censor out stuff like race or age. But that picture of you in college doing a keg stand? Let's hope they never find it. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.